You know, it's every hunter's dream seeing which deer are coming through their hunting area and in real time when they're not out there. But technology isn't only helping us see what's out in the woods when we're not there, it's also helping advance the gospel. Hey, stick around and I'll show you more on Outdoors with Sean Merrill.
Check this out, because at 11 o'clock I had two in there, but one of them's a little fawn. There's that little fawn that I was telling you about. See there? Mm-hmm. Look, she ain't no bigger. She ain't no bigger than Honey.
I know.
I mean, she's tiny.
Well, there's two doe in mine that were in there about 20 minutes ago.
Really?
Right now, yeah.
Because it's noon right now, so they were in there at noon. This guy was in there, but let me show you this one I had in here the other night. Let me go back here. Well, the other morning. Remember when I hunted that one stand the other morning because I didn't see anything on the other, on my stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me show you what was in there when I was hunting that other stand. Check this dude out. At 7, look at this. Look how big that dude is.
Oh, man, look at that.
It's at least a 10 point.
That was that morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, at 7:35 while I'm hunting. I was hunting down here in the valley on that stand we put up down there, and at the time I was hunting down there, there he is at my stand, of course. So, I mean, I've got him, but don't you have...
Yeah, there's one last night.
And that's at either that 6 or 8 point. But there's another 8 point. What do you think that's, an 8 point?
I think it's an 8 point, yeah. There's another one, like you're saying.
Yeah, there's another one that's...
Right there, yeah, that's an 8.
Ooh. That's pretty. That dude is pretty. That's a big deer. That is a big deer. Wow. I'm telling you, dude, isn't it cool? I mean, you can just sit here, I mean, in real time. Oh, you know,
right.
What I'm saying? And you can just sit here and watch these deer.
Right, but it makes it when you're working and they're there.
Yeah, it's like, I wish I was out there hunting right now.
Right.
Yeah, of course, yeah, but anyway, it is what it is. But it is really neat to be able to see them in real time. And then, you know, it kind of gives you an idea maybe of when they're going to be coming through there.
That's right.
Pretty neat.
Wow. Technology certainly has come a long way. You know, I can remember back, it hadn't been that many years ago, we didn't have near the tools we have now to kind of make hunting and getting out there in the woods even a little bit more exciting, because you can actually be out in the woods while you're not there with these cameras, you know. And I can remember when I first saw one of these cameras, I don't know if they really come out with like cameras that had 35 millimeter roll film. They probably did. I didn't have one like that. The first one I had was one that took a digital photo card. And so I can remember getting that camera and we put it out there in the woods. And at that time it took a lot of batteries, and that digital photo card just wouldn't hold that many pictures. And so you would have to physically go back out there, get the card, bring it back home, and we didn't have laptops, so you would plug it into your desk computer and you would get to see the deer or whatever activity that was out there where your camera was. And the photo quality wasn't that great, you know, and so if you were lucky enough to have two digital cards, then you could replace that one while you were out there getting the first one. But me, I only had one, so then I'd have to clear it and take it back out there and put it back in there. It was a little while before I got another one. Then come along the card readers. So you could have your phone and you could plug the card reader into your phone and then be able to see the pictures that were on your camera. But back then, the screens on the phones weren't that big. I mean, they were really small. So it was still better to take the card back and look at it on your computer. Now comes along these cameras that we have now, like Hunter and I have. I mean, they're just incredible, and they're certainly not top of the line. I'm sure there's a lot better cameras that are out there. But even those cameras that we have, I mean, will show you pictures in real time, just like when we were watching, you know, or we were looking at our photos earlier. Some of those deer had just been in there like 30 minutes before. And they even have the little solar panels on the cameras now that, you know, the sun charges them up so you don't have to worry about batteries. And so how incredible is it? Now, it doesn't replace getting out there in the woods, you know. You have to get out there in the woods beforehand and do your due diligence of scouting. And so you're out there and you're looking for where the deer activity is, you know, you're looking for the deer trails, you're looking for those white oak trees that are going to be dropping those acorns, or that already are dropping those acorns, and the deer are kind of concentrating around that area. Or like if you're in the time of year we're in now, we're kind of in the pre-rut. The rut's just about a week or two away, I would say. And so there's a lot of deer chasing going on out there. But when you find those spots and you know, okay, I want to set a stand up here and this is where I'm going to hunt, it's incredible to be able to put this camera out there, because you can see what bucks are using those scrapes. When is this deer activity happening? And, you know, how many deer are actually coming through there? So, wow, boy, times sure have changed, you know? And while as a hunter, I love seeing these advances in technology, there's really something that I love about it even more. As technology continues to develop, so do the many opportunities that we have for us to share the greatest story that is ever told, which of course is the story of Jesus. You know, how incredible is it that at LifeWord we are now sharing this gospel message in 174 languages around the world. And through digital efforts, we're now able to take those people who hear about Jesus and show them what it means to follow Him through our online discipleship portal called Follow. I mean, have you checked out Follow yet? You really need to. Technology helps us go into places that we've never been able to before. Maybe even into the home of a Muslim man who watches one of our videos about Jesus Christ being the way, the truth, and the life. Or into the locker room of a student, you know, in school, and sharing a TikTok video with a friend about not being ashamed of the gospel and living for Christ in this day and age. Or it could be, you know, that you hear it on the radio stations in Peru, the mountains of the Philippines, the deserts of Africa, the subways of New York, and even in the coffee shops of Romania, LifeWord is there using technology to share the good news that God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus, to be our sacrifice that was needed for our sins. And that if we believe in Him, we will have eternal life in heaven. In Titus 3, 4 through 7, it says, "When God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us not because of the righteous things that we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of His grace, He made us right in His sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life." You know, if it wasn't for technology, you wouldn't even be seeing this video today. So how are you using this incredible tool of technology to reach others for Christ? Hey, one way, would you like and share this video? Hey, that's a great way to start. And then follow us on social media sites like Facebook and YouTube to see more videos like these and to share them with your friends, you know? Now that I saw all those pictures a while ago that Hunter and I were sharing, because his stand's not too far from mine, and those deer being out there just 30 minutes before, I think I'm going to put all those chores I had in mind to do, you know, this afternoon on the back burner. I'm going to go slap on my camo, and I'm going to head to the woods. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.